This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's state of lines. Sick leave for smoke days, a new bill adds sustainability to IPM, and Vilsack spars with GOP. Paid sick leave for smoky or hot days, a new bill in the legislature would guarantee farm workers paid sick leave when wildfire smoke, heat, or flooding cause work delays. Senator Steve Padilla of San Diego filed the measure this week. He said farm workers deal with conditions, quote, few dare face, and that climate change, quote, now threatens their health more than ever before. Padilla pointed out that ag workers are 35 times more likely to die of heat-related stress than other workers. He argues that farm workers should not have to risk personal financial disaster when the state declares emergencies. SB 1105 would task Cal OSHA with determining if conditions are too hazardous to work outside. The bill has the support of farm worker organizations. By the way, Senator Anthony Portantino of Burbank has revived his proposal to provide unemployment pay to shrinking union workers. Governor Newsom vetoed the measure last year, citing the economic cost of the state's $20 billion debt from its unemployment insurance fund. Bay Area Progressive tackle IPM definition. Assemblymember Ash Caller of San Jose is hoping to clarify the definition of integrated pest management in state code. His new bill would describe it as, quote, a sustainable approach to managing pests by combining biological, cultural, physical, and chemical tools in a way that minimizes economic, health, and environmental risk. That would also designate invasive species as non-native organisms that cause or, quote, are likely to cause economic or environmental harm. It excludes people and livestock. Now, keep in mind, CalRA has been at the opposite end of the political spectrum to California Ag. In the last two sessions, he pushed for compensating H-2A guest workers for travel time to job sites. He also has supported subsidies for plant-based school meals and criticized meat and dairy producers for inefficient water use as well as for greenhouse gas emissions. Remember, the California Invasive Plant Council has been urging lawmakers to update IPM definition to emphasize that chemical control does fall within its practices. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack headlines 2024 Ag Outlook. USDA's 2024 Ag Outlook Forum kicks off today with an address from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Chief Economist Seth Meyers' outlook on the U.S. farm economy. There also will be a panel with three state agriculture commissioners and a second panel with farmers and industry experts entitled New Horizons, How Science, Technology, and Innovation Are Positioning Farmers and Ranchers to Prosper. Vilsack, no interest in his farm bill funding idea. Vilsack says he's got a way to break the impasse over funding of a new farm bill, but so far there hasn't been any interest in the idea on Capitol Hill. He told reporters after a five-hour hearing with the House Agriculture Committee yesterday, Vilsack has suggested using the department's Commodity Credit Corporation in some way to support, to supplement the two main commodity programs, that price loss coverage and agriculture risk coverage. Vilsack already using the CCC to supplement farm bill funding for trade promotion assistance, and he's pledged another $1 billion in CCC funding to provide food aid through purchases of U.S.-grown commodities. The secretary said, quote, I think we just need to be more creative of finding ways to fund farm bill needs. He continued, I think people are kind of stuck in their lanes here, and to get people unstuck, I think you have to throw something into the equation that's a little bit different. So what's next? Well, Vilsack said USDA is working with the U.S. Agency for International Development on how best to use the $1 billion earmarked for food aid. By the way, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson insisted to reporters after the hearing he's still looking at moving a farm bill in March, even as the partisan impasse over funding only seems to be deepening. Thompson acknowledged there's no funding for it right now. The House is in recess after today, that until February 28th, when lawmakers return ahead of the March 1 and March 8 deadlines for keeping the government funded. Vilsack defends small farm focus. Well, at the hearing yesterday, Vilsack took heavy fire from House Republicans who accused him of being out of touch with large-scale agriculture. Representative Austin Scott of Georgia said, quote, Secretary Vilsack, have you talked to any farmers about how much fertilizer costs, how much diesel costs, or about the cost of land rent? Representative Brad Finstead of Minnesota said Vilsack lacked, quote, appreciation for operations that provide the majority of the food in this country with tight margins and greater risk. Vilsack told reporters he was focused on smaller farms, quote, because they're the ones who are at greater risk at this point in time, and they are the ones who are working two full-time jobs to stay on the farm. And he added, quote, we've got to feed the world, and these folks do a tremendous job. He spoke of large-scale farms. This is not about necessarily suggesting that they're not great. It's about the fact that for far too long, our focus has been on production and production agriculture, and it has made it more difficult for the small and mid-sized folks to compete in that system. Well, here's today's, he said it. This bill is for our forever Valentine, planet Earth. That Assembly member Steve Bennett of Ventura on reviving legislation that targets single-use plastics and models the initial version of Senator Ben Allen's SB 54 before he struck a compromise with industries. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.